Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prenzing Show, where we help you discover your perfect market niche. My name is Queen Marlene, and I am your body life whisperer. And my co-host today is AJ Mata, a.k.a. the Mata Man. He is your magical marketing guru man. So our first guest today is Mary Lynn Fernandez, and she is a motivational youth coach. So welcome, Mary Lynn.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your motivational youth coaching.
Sure. I work with teenagers. I'm a life coach for teenagers, so helping them kind of overcome stress and anxiety, maybe tune into their personal passion or kind of find some time management skills that they need for school, and also getting out in the community and speaking to youth to help them maybe overcome some adversity that they have in their life.
All right. So AJ has a question for you, don't you, AJ?
Yeah, so what got you to do this? Like, so what prompted you to be able to say, this is what I want to do for a living? You know what I mean? Because that's, I think, what a lot of our listeners are always going to want to wonder is, like, what makes the person want to do what they're, you know, sharing with us? You know, so,
right.
You know, I think it helps other people have their breakthroughs, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, I found myself, I was 30, and I pretty much went back to middle school when I was 30. And that was kind of a wake-up call. I went back to be a teacher and ended up in middle school, and that just kind of threw me back into when I was a teenager and really seeing how tough it is to be a teenager these days. And when I was a middle school teacher, I just kind of saw the need that we are not tapping into, and there's no time in the school, and parents are busy. So I saw that there was just a need there, that a hole in a way. And what I also saw is my kids, my students were lacking self-confidence and self-esteem. So if I could help them with that, then they could show up and really want to take on life. So that's really got me started in the whole thing.
So my next question for you, Mary Lynn, is, sorry about that, AJ. You're going to have to wait because I'm the queen. Sorry.
Yes, darling, yes.
Yes, darling. My next question for Mary Lynn is, how did you or do you prepare yourself to be present and strong within yourself when working with teenagers?
Good question. I do a lot of self-work myself. I'd say that quiet. I tune in to myself and really come from within. And that's something that I try to work with my clients and any teenagers that I work with. Like, what's coming from within? And so finding that quiet space for myself helps me to be present when I'm working with them as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm baiting Mary Lynn about her experience with the Prenzing method. So she can tell us now how that might relate, if at all, to her experience with my method in helping her help her teenagers.
Okay, so can you clarify what you want me to say again?
Yeah, I just want to know your experience with the Prenzing method, and I was baiting you in a roundabout way and fooled you. Sorry about that.
Right. Well, how I have worked with the Prenzing method, it started when I actually had an injury. I was a triathlete, and I had an injury and went to physical therapy for months and had no success with it. And then I just kind of heard of Marlene and went to her, and then all of a sudden, you know, I was being cured in a way, and I could get back on my bike and I could run again. And the way she works with me is, I have no idea what she does, and that's how I came up with the name Body Whisperer, because
there we go.
You really kind of look at my body, you see what's going on, and you kind of worked with me through that. And not only have you worked with me, like, for physically, but also, you know, through an emotional kind of life path as well to tap into my own self.
Well, I wanted to give you credit on the cyber internet world about giving me that title. Mary Lynn gave me that title of Body Whisperer, and I just sort of expanded it because it became expansive into Body Life Whisperer. But I wanted to thank Mary Lynn publicly for giving me that title, because at first I thought it was hokey pokey, and of course now I don't care, meaning I think it's great.
So let's go back.
Well, you're welcome, because I mean, what the work that you've done for me is amazing, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Oh, good, good. Well, I want to tie that back into Mary Lynn working with teenagers, because I've worked with teenagers as well. And I think you really have to be solid within yourself and grounded within yourself and know who you are to work with teenagers, because they can see right through you. You know, if you're fake or or trying to feed them a line, they'll call you on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just wanted to tie that back in. But AJ, tell me if you have questions to tie that back in, too.
Thank you. I want to elaborate. No, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Queen M. I appreciate that. And is that what I really want to do is, you know, really kind of drill down a little bit deeper, you know, with you is that, you know, for example, like I have a son. It's like one of the biggest things I want to, like my son has an incredible education and he's doing really well in school. But one of the things we always talk about is critical thinking skills. One of the things I look at when I grew up and, you know, as I see other kids grow up is that they lack critical thinking skills. And that's why I'm so, you know, I want to applaud you for what you're doing, number one. Number two is that, you know, I even went to some of the schools here locally where I live at, and I said, you know, can't you put in some sort of life skill class, you know what I mean, to be able to share with the people of, like, how to actually have a live a life, you know what I mean? You know, what do you think about that? Do you think something like that should be, you know, in place for them to be able to do that? What do you think?
Like a life skills class within the school.
Like
system?
like actually take them to a journey, like actually give them a journey of like what it's like to live life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe even give them mock scenarios. You know what I mean? Because that's why that's where I feel we're lacking.
Well, I know that I wish that we could tap into some of that in our school system, and even have been in the school system. It's like, unfortunately, too busy on the academic side. I feel for some of that, and yet it's so needed. And yes, the critical thinking skills. I feel like a lot of it is coming from within and knowing what you want for yourself and making those choices, being able to speak up for yourself and even think in that way of what do I want my life to be like, and moving forward, going towards that. The life skills part of it is not focused on in the school, much at all, if any.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of people have thought that way as well about integrating that and how and where. Could you give us an example of how you've helped some teens sort of turn around or shift their thought process that was sort of a win-win for everybody?
Sure. There was one boy I worked with who was failing in school. And that's usually the number one reason why I am contacted. Usually they're struggling in school. And then, but what came up when I even spoke with him first, when I first met him, is, you know, he was very bright, and I could tell right off that he was super smart and yet failing every class. And that had been going on for years. It's not like this was new. And then we talked about that, and I asked him about what he thought about himself and his confidence level. And he, you know, admitted. He's like, yeah, I think I have some low self-esteem confidence. And so together, we decided that was number one priority, you know, the confidence part and the self-esteem. And once we could work on that, then school, you know, may shift. And so we just worked on, I don't, you know, it's, I wish I had a secret formula to tell you that the step-by-step, and yet it's so individual how I work with them and what comes up. And we talk about, you know, the thoughts that come up, the maybe the negative thoughts, the negative self-talk and sabotage. And we focus on what they want and in their life and what do they want to create. And you know, I help to boost their self-esteem. And then once they start to believe in themselves and start to believe that they actually have worth, then he started, you know, making choices on handing in the homework or doing the homework. And little by little, because I was with him and I was kind of his positive person in his life, because this had been going on since kindergarten. He was a sophomore in high school. So people had given up on him at that point. So
yeah.
I was that one person that was like the cheerleader for him.
Yeah. So why is it that you think you personally connect with teenagers or that culture or that age bracket?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was just because that's when I had some tough years in my life as well. It was like that's when I went downhill. And so I relate to them in that kind of age group there. And I don't speak to them and treat them like maybe some other adults do. I treat them as like an equal. And
yeah.
I kind of feel what they're feeling in the moment. And I'm raw and I'm real. And,
yeah.
You know, we connect very easily because of that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, that if you're on their same level in some regard, whether it's experience or past experience, that you can speak to them where they're at. So I appreciate that. Now, could you tell the listeners where to get a hold of you, your website, and how to get more information and how to connect with you?
Sure. My website is tools4teens.com. And you can also find me at marylynnfernandez.com. And those are my websites. I have a book that will be coming out called The Warrior Teenager, where that'll be, you can go to thewarriorteenager.com to get on the wait list for that if interested.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Do you have any last-minute questions for Mary Lynn, AJ?
Mary Lynn, thank you so much for sharing this energy with us. I really appreciate that. And, you know, most importantly, thank you for really taking a very strong position about really wanting to make a difference in these, you know, these angels' eyes that we call children. You know what I mean? So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Mary Lynn. So hopefully we'll see you in cyberspace at another time.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was fun, huh, AJ?
It's pretty wild. I mean, I like how she rolls. I mean, she's very passionate, isn't she?
Yeah, she also
does
something.
Yeah, she's
very
heartfelt about what her message is. That's kind of cool. That's pretty cool. You know how it is, Marlene. It's like authenticity is the most important thing that our listeners need to hear from. It's like the more authentic that they feel about the person, the more they're going to want to say, you know, let me at least reach out to that person to be able to see how they can, you know, better their existence, I guess, right?
Right, and or connect with what it is that they need in the same way that Mary Lynn does with teens. I agree, and of course you can, right? Yeah, and you can find that out working with teens because they don't BS you. They just tell you how it is. They do. So our next guest, segueing into that, do you have a thought there? No?
No, I was just done with our thought right there. I thought it was like great. I was like, you know, just again with that. But let's definitely talk about the next guest.
Okay, I thought maybe you had lost a brain cell or something, AJ. But
probably that's very quite possible, and that's why we love internet radio, because anything really can happen, can it, Marlene? I mean, Queen Anne.
Yeah, right. Watch how you refer to me. I have to say something funny before. Well, everything's funny, but I have to say something.
Good.
Obviously funny before we bring on our next guest. as I have been working with my business, and it's funny, this happened to me when I was a child, so I don't know why it's coming back again, but my business is the Prenzing Method. The show, of course, is the Prenzing Show, and I have the Prenzing products and the Prenzing Mobile and the Prenzing Plus and the Prenzing Services and the Prenzing this, that, and the other. And I said that to the few people just recently, and if you don't see it, it looks like I'm in the printing business. So I've been asked 4 or 5 times, what kind of, are you in the newspaper business? What are you doing? So I have to delineate that for the listeners, that the Prenzing Show, the Prenzing everything else, is actually my last name from Germany. And it's spelled P like Peter Pan, R-I-N-Z like zebra, not T like Tom, I-N-G. So I don't know why I brought that up, but I did.
I love how you said delineate, because, you know, that's such a cool, fancy word. So what the hell does that mean, delineate?
Yeah, well, that's as cool and fancy as my last name.
So, no, yeah, definitely. So, all right, cool. So, Marlene, who's up next?
All right. So this is a really cool guest. I have known her for 15, 20 years, and she and I are Pisces soul people. Her birthday is the 20th, mine's the 25th. See, now you know when our birthdays are. And
yep.
I know. Her name is Christy Jensen, and funny enough, it's Christy with a K, people out there. It's not with a C. Christy like what? Keychain. Christy like keychain. So
right.
Christy yep. is, you're not going to believe what she is. I'm going to tell everyone. You ready, Christy?
I'm ready. She's
ready.
Tell me.
I'm going to tell you and her and the whole world, because she's as interesting as we are, AJ. She is the virtual spa visionary, aren't you? Come on, Christy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was waiting for more. Okay. Okay.
No.
Yes. Okay.
It's me.
So we're going to start with that. Okay. That's a good place to start.
I know.
Well, because that's a work in progress process.
It is.
And
it is a work in progress.
Like everything is right now. I'm a hairstylist also for 33 years. So prior to that, I actually was in early childhood education, and then found out that I went to school to learn this hair stuff and thought, well, I'm going to put that aside and figure out what I want to do with my life. Well, it ended up, here I am doing hair all these years and loving it, and I'm in a zone when I do it. Love it. You know, I can't think about anything. I love helping people. I love helping people feel better about themselves. But one of my hobbies, I would say, has always been just to kind of dive into health and dive into research and dive into learning about nutrients and, you know, and soulful things. And I just have this big, huge span of things that I, you know, and I use on myself or use, but it's kind of challenging to bring them into, and I thought, I want to have a spa. You know, that was one of my things. I want to live in a spa because that's how I want to live, and I want people to come and visit the spa and has all these wonderful elements. I don't have it yet. So the virtual spa idea is here now, still in way early formation and is growing. So, but it has those elements in it of helping people, a place for them to get a reprieve, like Marlene does and has done for me. For many, many years. I can
tell
go on and on
that.
About it.
Tell
well,
us
you
about
know,
how Marlene and the printing
there was a life. Yes, there was life before Marlene, and now there is life now that I know Marlene, and there are two different lives. No. But anyway.
I like that. That's good.
It's true.
It needs my illusions of grandeur, you know.
I think I met you in the 90s, but I'm not sure. But I think it was somewhere in there, maybe in the 80s. But even though, you know, I was doing yoga with you when I first started, I think you came in to get your hair done or something. And then I thought, well, I'll go for a few times a month. And I thought, well, you know, maybe that's not enough, but at least it's something, because I hadn't really gone to any regular yoga. And but you know what? Even those few times a month, I started to get out of some pain and become more flexible, which, okay, huge for a hairstylist who's standing on their feet, holding themselves in a position day in, day out. You guys don't get it. I always say one of my little sayings is it takes a community to keep a hairstylist going, and it's true.
Oh, I love that.
You know, we
that.
Need our
That's
acupuncturists,
good.
We need our chiropractors, but Marlene
you know, she was here and she came into my life at the right time. And so I took it so for granted. I didn't even know how much she was helping me. And so, you know, the only way I found out how much Marlene's prinzing method was exactly what I needed was, you know, even in small doses, is when I didn't get to go to her classes because I started having schedule conflicts with hers, you know. And so then a few weeks would go by, then a month would go by. And by not going over time, my body started to hurt and get stiff. And I went, oh, my God, I know what's happening. It's no Marlene. I mean, you know, all the acupuncture and everything is fine, but it's not doing what she does. So when I get, you know, when I would get a chance to go again, I was always amazed at Marlene's intuition. Oh, my gosh. It is as if she's got, like, X-ray glasses and can see inside your body. And
I do.
She can,
I do have
she
X-ray
does.
Glasses.
And she sees what's off kilter in your body. She just knows. And not only does she see it, she suggests, you know, like very gentle positions or approaches to put our bodies back into place during her session. And they stay that way afterwards, too, which is very nice. The after effects actually last and last over time, you know, like even become permanent if you keep going to Marlene.
Yeah.
But she's and Marlene, when you mentioned about, you know, telling people about the prinzing method, you know, yeah. like, you know, how people often interpret it, you're thinking the same printing. Well, you know, and say, what kind of printing do you do or something like that? Well, I have an answer for that. Okay, my answer to that would be to say imprinting. Okay, that's the kind of printing you do, Marlene, because on so many levels, your work, you know, creates change and improvement.
I don't know if people would understand that. Spell the word for them, because I don't know if people would even get what you said. So spell the word imprinting. Isn't it with an I?
Imprinting. P-R-I-N-T-I-N-G. You know, imprinting. You know, like when they say imprinting, like a baby bird or something? I don't know.
Oh, good. No, you got it. No, I think you're good already. Because I don't know if too many people would get it. No, they're going to have to Google it.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, that's kind of my experience with you. And by, you know, it's just like, I know I need you now.
I know.
That's my experience with you.
So do you think AJ and I could be in your virtual spa vision?
Absolutely. I think if I do this correctly, it'll be a network for education and people like you getting linked in there, you know, and so forth. It could grow really big really fast, so I have to sort of keep it grounded a certain way.
Maybe AJ can give you some tips on that about how that can, what that would look like and how it would grow and multiply and networking and maybe become its own movement.
really, Marlene, that kind of pressure on air right now.
Yeah.
I love the concept of what you're doing. So tell me about that more. So let's say, for example, you know, you have this virtual spa movement. So what's going to happen? Is it going to be where other practitioners all over the world can, or all over the nation can, you know, go to wherever, like almost like a 1-800-ASK-ANGIE? Is that going to be like that?
It can be, yes. People can, I think it can be a couple levels deep. It can be, like, if in my locality where I live, people could actually come in and get some services in the physicality. But then, but I think also, like, people who are far away, how could they have a, you know, I have to think, you know, what is the definition of a spa, really? What does a spa do for a person? Does it bring them back to themselves? Does it detox energies? Does it detox, you know, chemicals out of their lives? You know, there's all kinds of things that can happen, and it just depends on, so I kind of, you know, that is what I want to happen for everybody, you know, whether they are near or whether they are far. and there's other aspects that I would like to see happen with people.
Yeah, so it could be as simple, it could be as simple as, like, people learn your methods of how you do spa treatment, and they can set up, like, some sort of quasi-franchise, if you would. You know what I mean? And that's how they could do this. You know what I mean? And then from there, that's how you could distribute that. You know? I think it could be that simple because you've already got the wealth of experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? The passion's already there for you. So it's a matter of, like, just, like, you know, maybe what you do is, like, you know, some, you know, if I may share this with you, is maybe just simply, you know, share some tips and, you know, offer the opportunity to say, look, I'm willing to teach you what I've done through all these years, and you can do this in your area. You know what I mean? And look at Colonel Sanders Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken, if you would. He knocked on 1,009 doors before somebody said, "Yes, I want to take this. I want to take this concept of opening up a franchise."
Wow.
Huh. 1,009 doors. So and now we get the internet to learn by, and we get the virtual world to learn by as far as like how to speed up those processes like 10 times. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Christy,
yeah.
I call it the damn box, don't we, Christy?
Yeah.
We call the internet.
I was saying to Marlene,
the damn box.
We're going to use the box to get out of the box. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're using the box to get out of the box. I don't know.
That's perfect. That's perfect. So I'm gonna spell Christy's name, right, so that you guys can connect with her on LinkedIn to help fuel this vision here. So it's Christy with a K, K-R-I-S-T-I, and then Jensen, J like jam, J-E-N-S-E-N. Did I do it right? No, I screwed it up. No, I did.
Very good.
Is it S-E-N? Is it S-E-N? Okay, good.
E-N.
S-E-N.
Huh?
Okay, good. Okay, so look her up on LinkedIn and connect. And sometimes on LinkedIn, if you don't know people, you have to lie and say you're their friend.
Right?
It's okay.
You do.
Then they'll say, oh, you don't know them. So just from the radio show, you can say, Christy's my friend, and then she'll say that she's your friend too. Won't you, Christy?
Yep. Yes, I will.
Sure. Well, thanks for being with us, Christy. Do you have any last words for any of us?
Well, if you're in the vicinity, please look up Marlene and get some work done with her because it's unheard of. It's out of this world. You'll never find anything like it. That's all I can say.
Yay! You know, one thing about that too, Christy, which she doesn't even know, is I have expanded to doing my work long distance on the phone because I'm clear audience, which, of course, it was a secret, and I felt all hokey-pokey voodoo about it, but who cares? Let's just tell people.
Can I throw one more thing in?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I knew you would.
That. I knew it because when you were going to get your degree there, you did a verbal, what was it, you know, just by sound, by your voice.
Right.
Practice.
Right.
Okay. So
you're right. Had
a few CDs at the time. And I loved the way you did it. I just closed my eyes and the way you talked us through each motion. So you didn't have to really look at you, didn't have to look at anything, and you did it so well that now that is my most favorite way of actually doing things like that now since you did that, because I don't have to lift up my head and turn my head to see if I'm doing it right. The way you explained it, you did such a great job, and so I could see where you would have a really good audio product for people.
Right. So what Christy's saying is for the listeners that don't know, I have it used to be CD back in the old days. It was Marlene's audio guided yoga CD, and it was a 60-minute yoga class, learning yoga by what you hear, not what you see. But because I'm with it in the box of the internet, I have done an MP3 download, and it should be ready in the next week for you all listeners to buy. So it is, you're right, it is by ear, by what we hear as opposed to what we see, which makes it completely different. So, Christy, thanks again.
Moving to the soul. Yes, thank you. Thank you, AJ.
See you in cyberspace.
You're welcome. Christy, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep that passion going, okay? That passion is
right. I am. It comes from a long way.
Keep it going. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Change
well,
your life.
I'll be putting you guys up for ideas. Thanks, AJ. Thanks, Marlene.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for joining the Prinzing Show with a Z like zebra, not T like Tom. I'd like to thank my guests, my co-host, Crazy AJ, and VCM Enterprises, which is our independent radio producer out of North Hollywood, is in the background here, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. And, again, I'm your host, Queen Marlene, so look me up on Facebook under Queen Marlene because I am the queen, and that's how it is. And also my website, theprinzingmethod.com is my website. And AJ, tell the listeners what website to go to for you to connect to you. We lost AJ. Freemediaadvice.com. That's it. Freemediaadvice.com. Signing off, Queen Marlene and AJ. Thanks for listening.